We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. We just saw in the Mishnah that Rav Yehuda says that if someone tries to write the name Shmuel or Shimon, and he wants to write that, then he only wrote two letters, Shem, and then he stopped. So it might say Shem's a name also. So the halacha is that Yechayiv for Shem itself, even though you didn't finish writing the whole name. So Gemara is elaborate on this Shittas Rav Yehuda and other Shittas over here. So the Gemara is Mashma, Gemara is a deep from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, shtei oisiyos vein shtei shemois hu demechayiv. Shtei shemois, there are two different oisiyos, like a shin and a mem, or a noyach as a nun and a ches, then yechayiv. Vein shtei shemois hu demechayiv. Shtei oisiyos vein shem echa lo demechayiv. It's Mashma, that if it's shtei oisiyos that are shem echa, that are the same oisiyos, like sheish mesheishach, or teis metitnu, let's say, you know, two shins or two tufts, smash ma, you would not be chayiv, because the cases it picks are all cases of shin mem or noyach, is nunches, don. You need two letters, but the same letter, it sounds like Rehuda will hold, you're not chayiv. That's a diak. Shtei oisiyos vein shnei shemois, two letters with the mechayiv. Shtei oisiyos vein shem echa, two oisiyos, but one letter, like shin shin or tuf tuf, loy mechayiv, it sounds like you're not going to be chayiv. And we're going to ask the kasha, we see a steer from Rehuda. In order to bring down Rabbi Huda, you have to bring down a long braisa, which has a lot of different man diomrim. But in this braisa, you have the Rabbi Huda. Vatanya learned in the braisa, and after the Gemara brings down the braisa, the Gemara explains the whole braisa. Vatanya learned in the braisa. It says in the pasuk, "Va'osa achas." This is a pasuk talking about someone who did a malacha or anything else is chayav chatas. And it says in the pasuk, "Darbel bnei Yisrael leimor nefesh kisechta v'shkagam kol mitzvot Hashem ashaloisa asena va'osa me'achas behena." So va'asa achas. So it sounds like you did a whole thing. Yochalach yichtav kol Hashem. You have to write the whole name. Vachi yare kol beged. Or if you're sewing, you have to sew an tar beged. Vachi yase kol napo. If you have to take a tar basket, tamaloyma me achas. The lashon of the pasuk is va'asa me achas. Only part of it. In me achas, only part of it. Yochal fil loy kasa loy achas. Maybe only one letter is enough to be chayiv. Li argel chotachar. Or you sewed one thread, one stitch. Or loy asa bayis echav napo. Or you only did one portion of the basket, which Rashi explains means that when you make a basket, you line up all the vertical pieces, and then on the bottom you make a horizontal piece that goes in and out, but one on top and one on the bottom. So let's say you did only one of those, one on the bottom, not one on top. So you only did that, maybe you chayiv for that. I mean, one ois or one thread of this, tamaloymar achas. It has to be somewhat of a whole thing, okay? You have to write a name from a big name, like Shem Shimon or Shmuel or Noach from the name Nachor or Dom from the name Daniel or God Megadil. So you have to write somewhat something that has some kind of tzura to it, like in two letters that have a name. You don't even finish the whole Shimon. Same thing by threads, two stitches. That's already something, because Rav Rashi explains you never make a whole bag in one sitting, but you don't do one stitch either. You do something that has chashivas, something that stays a little bit. Same thing by basket. You have to do a little bit l'mayel l'mata to be called el malacha. So the Talmud Kama is saying is you do something that's a chashiv, a thing, a kiyim, something that doesn't fall apart, that, or it's a name. That's enough to be chayiv. Even though you want to write the whole name, part of it is enough. Rav Yehuda, I feel like kasta al shtei oisiyos vein shem echad chayiv. Yehuda adds on even more. And this is the problem, I don't understand what our Mishnah. That Rav Yehuda says that even if you write two oisiyos, that's the same letters, you're also chayiv. You don't need shin and mem and dalet and nun. Even two of the same letters can be chayiv if it means a name. Kegoin, sheish, teis, rar, gag, and chach. Now, all those things mean something. Sheish is flax, taste means to give something, rar is dripping, gag is a roof, chach is a type of jewelry. So you try to write a bigger word. You were trying to write a bigger word, and you only wrote less word, but here the difference is it was the same letters. Like the word sheish came out of the word shashbatzar, or the word sheishach, or shashamim. Or you're trying to write tesra'u and you wrote taste. Or titenu you're trying to write and you wrote taste. And other examples. Another example, so here, Rav Yehuda says that you're trying to write a bigger letter, but you wrote the smaller one. Even if it's both the same letters, as long as it means something, you are chayiv. Om Rav Yaisi, v'chim shum kaisiv v'chayiv, v'alei ene chayiv v'mashim roishim. You're only chayiv because of roishim, like we said in the Mishnah. Shekim roishim, v'akar she'em mishkin, lay de'ezehu ben zuka. You said mark on the cross, to know where, which one's next to each other. Marking, it's called marking, not writing. V'fika chsar svit achas al shnei sarim. Someone makes one scratch on two boards, or shnei sweetas al nesar echad, or two scratches on one nesar, yechayiv, because that's a roshim, it has to be written in a letter. Rav Shimon Eimer, It dashes like this. V'osa achas. It says in the pasuk you have to do the whole malacha. Yachat yichtav es kol Hashem. Maybe you have to write the whole name. Or atchiar kol beg. You have to write the whole beg. Atchias es kol nape. We have to write. We have to make the whole entire basket. Tamal me achas from one. It's enough to write part of it. Achas yachal filo kosav la us achas one ois. Or filo yarigal chut achas only did one thread. Filo as la bayis achav manape. You did only one of the horizontal stitches up and down in the basket. Tamalim achas. That's something choshev. Okay, so nechay v'jiasim malacha k'shigayit v'meskayemes. That this malacha is meskayim. Rabbi Shimon sounds very familiar. It sounds exactly like Tanakam, which the Gemara was going to ask. Rabbi Yisrael, we're not finished the brayse yet. We're just bringing a bunch of the mishitas. The Gemara will explain all the shitas. But in this brayse, we found Rabbi Yehuda, who was a pesachstira. We'll chazer when we go back to the kasha. Rabbi Yisrael, va'osa achas, va'osa heina. It says va'osa me'achas me'heina. We darshan achas heina me'achas me'heina. Pa'om shchayv achas akulam. Sometimes if you do all lamatas v'lachos, only chayv one chatas. And we'll see the Gemara how. And we should know about it from before, earlier in the Masechta. Upa'om shchayv kol achas v'achas. Sometimes you chayv every one of the 32 v'lachos. Ad kan the brisa. Now what does it say in the middle of this brisa? Tani mi yaruhuda imer. Fill a kasa al shem shtei oisayis fem shem v'achad. Even if you only write two oisayis and it's one name. Means one type of letter, aleph shin shin, not aleph shin shin, or taste tav samach, and all those things mean something. Even if it's the same letter, it's still chayiv. And our mishnah, the cases where he said is shem meshimin or noyach menachar, it sounds like the Tanakama. So it's the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda here in this brisa says even to the same letter. And our mishnah, it sounds like even it has to be different letters. Like Kasha, how did they have the rabbi? One's his own shita, one's his rabbi shita. This brisa is b'shem his rabbi. The Tanya, Rida, b'shem Rabbi Gamil, he said b'shem Rabbi Gamil. I feel like Kasha, b'ez Isis, v'hein shem echad. Even if you only wrote two Isis, and it's one type of letter, chayv, k'en sheish, teis, rar, gag, and chach. So you see, that the answer is that our mishnah is Rida b'shem'atzmai, and this mishnah is Rida b'shem his rabbi. Now, we had a Tanakama that says that if you write Shem Meshimin, you're Chayev. The Rebbe said, even if you write Sheish Mesheshach. And Rabbi Yossi then says Roshim. And then you have Rabbi Shimon who says, sound exact same thing as Tanakama. It says, Achas Yochel Achiyotos Kol Hashem. Says, no. So, Freitim Marakasha, Rabbi Shimon, having Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon is exactly the same with Tanakama. What's the difference? V'chi Tema, maybe you're going to say, you have a Pshat. That Pshat is like this. Aleph Da'azarcha Yikibinayim. A new thing. What happens if you write Aleph Aleph? There's a word called A'azarcha. You're trying to write the word A'azarcha, and you stop after two Alephs. Now here, it's already a big shy of the wall, because Aleph Aleph means nothing. Before, even the two Tufts, or the two Shins, Sheish, or Teis, it means something. Here, what happens? You're writing A'azarcha, and you write two Alephs. What's the halacha there? Yechayiv. May I snaf kaminik now? The Tanakama shava Aleph Aleph the A'azarcha lo mechayiv. Tanakama holds and the Tanakama holds even more. Any two of the same letter doesn't work. Taisus points this out. Tanakama holds even more. Any two of letters, even if it means something, doesn't work. But that's what the Tanakama would hold. He holds for sure. Aleph Aleph Azarech doesn't work. He holds even Sheish doesn't work. Rav Shimon saw Kivin the Isa begalutri ba'alma chayiv. Rav Shimon said, you are chayiv. I means nothing. Zokter Rav Shimon, because you find it balgalturi. What are galturi? So Rav says, so by Kameya, sometimes you write Aleph Aleph. You write these things because they write in Latin and they write some Kishuv things, and Aleph Aleph means something in Latin or in Kishuv. So therefore, that's enough to be considered a Pesach HaShivas to be Chayiv. So maybe that's a Pshat. The Pesach is being Machmir, saying even Aleph Aleph is Chayiv. So why is it only B'chitem? Because it doesn't work out. While the Meimra, the Pesach is a Chumra, you tell me the Pesach is a Chumra, V'atai Yonut HaRabraisa, where the Pesach is a Kula, V'atai Yonut HaRabraisa, HaKadeach Kolshu, someone drills a little hole, Chayiv. HaMegara Kolshu is also Chayiv. You smooth something out a little bit. You smooth a little thing out. Rashi says you smooth out a piece of wood or a cloth. It's memachek. Yichayev kolshu. Ha'ma'abed. You tan a leather kolshu. Yichayev. Hatzar beklid tzura kolshu. You start a little picture in a keli. Yichayev. Yichayev was makah patish by making a tzura. And you see from this Gemara pashtus that when you make makah patish, you don't have to finish the thing. But if you're doing the finishing touches, and this finishing touches won't be touched anymore, this circle is done. So then, even though you didn't finish the whole tzura, you still chayiv as makah patish. That's a Tanakama. Shimon Eimer, no. You're not chayiv until you finish the whole thing you set out to do. Actually, yekdeach as kulo, you have to make a hole in the whole thing. Actually, yigra as kulo, until you finish sanding the whole thing. Actually, yavar as kulo, you have to tan the whole piece of leather. Actually, yotz as kulo, you have to make the full picture. That's what Rav Shimon holds. So what do you see? Rav Shimon is machmir. So Rav Shimon holds, you have to, it's mekel. Rav Shimon holds, you only chayiv, you write the whole word. So you have to write the whole word, Shmuel, the whole word, Azarach, you have to write the whole word. It's like carrot. So Gemara is you're right. Here Rav Shimon is being mekel. Rav Shimon holds, Ashvina, Achyotav is Hashem Kula. You have to take a write the whole name, Shmuel. Frank Demar, how can you say that? Read the Brisa. The Brisa says, maybe you have to write the whole name. Tell him, Achas. You only have to write part of a name. So how can you say Rav Shimon's being more makel, the only chai if you write the whole name? He says, even if you write part of it. So Gemara, Tiritzvei Mahachi, Yochat, Yichtovitz, Pasa Kuloi, maybe you have to write the whole Pasa according to Rav Shimon, Tamaloi, May Achas. It's enough to write the whole word. But Lamaisa, Rav Shimon is being makel. The only thing we chayiv is if you write the entire word. It's not enough to write Shem Meshimon according to Rav Shimon. Now Tosis asks, that why Legabi the Pasuk, you take it off to write the whole Pasuk, it's enough to write Shmuel. And but the other things, by Kadeach, Kolshu, and Ma'abed, you have to Ma'abed the whole thing. So he says, and when something's fixing something, it's not called fixed until it's completed. But here, every letter is writing from scratch, so you write a whole word already, that's enough of a complete thing, even for your Rav Shimon. Something more about it. More now is explaining the last Shita in this Braisa, that was talking about a different thing, and we had this before in the Masechta. Rav Yosi Omer, va'osa achas, va'osa heina. Pa'am v'shchayv achas akulam, something v'shchayv one on one chatas on a bunch of malachas. Pa'am v'shchayv akol achas v'achas, something v'shchayv achatas for each one of the malachas. Om Rav Yosi, but Rav Chanina, my time, Rav Yosi, what's Pshar Rav Yosi? So Pshar Rav Yosi is like this. It says, va'osa achas mehena. It could have just said va'asa achas. It says me'achas. It could have just said, don't skip that word heina. It says heina and it says me'heina. So every part of that is make a drash out of it. Right now, Yosi, achas, me'achas, heina, me'heina. And the drash is achas, she'heina. Sometimes it's one that's chayiv a bunch of things. Me'heina, she'achas. Sometimes a bunch of things chayiv only one. And the Gemara explains every single drasha. Achas is shimon. The word you want to write the word shimon. Me'achas is shem shimon. If you write the word shame is shem yichayu, it's me'achas. Heina means obvious malachas. Me'heina means told us. That's we learn that from heina me'heina. And then you dash from the extra words, you dash like this. Achas shihi heina, which means there's one thing that yichayiv, a bunch of kabanas. That's zod in Shabbos. You're amazed in Shabbos, shugas malachas. But you forgot about the malachas. Yichayiv 39 different chatois. Heinah she'achas, a bunch of malachas, only chayiv one, is shigah Shabbos zon malachas. That's shigah Shabbos, you forgot about Shabbos, but you knew about the malachas. So there you only chayiv one chatas. That's the drasha of Rav Yosi. So the Gemara writes, it says in our Mishnah, and it says in the Braisa also, that if you write, Shem Mishimon, you are chayiv. Now think about it. Shimon is written, Shin, regular Mem, and then Ayin. And here, you wrote the first two letters, Shin and Mem, and we're saying Yechayiv because you wrote a name. What do you mean? Shin and Mem, it's not an end of Mem, it's not a name. The name Shem has an end of Mem. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Mi dami, Mem the Shem is Sosim. It's an end of Mem. Mem the Shimon is Pesuach. So if you wrote Shem is Shimon, you didn't write a name. It says Shemeh, which means nothing. It doesn't have an end of Mem. Must be that in the Sefer Torah, it was supposed to be Shem with an end of Mem, and you wrote it with a regular Mem, it'll be kosher. And if it's kosher in the Sefer Torah, it's considered writing. You tell me it's kosher in the Sefer Torah, it says by Mezuzah, Ksav Tam means by Tefillah Mezuzah, it should be a complete ksiva. What does that mean? So Yichtav Aleph and Ayin. You shouldn't mix up the Aleph with the Ayin. Why would you mix it up? Because sometimes a person says it the same way, so it'll mix up alpha ayin or ayin alpha. And you shouldn't mix up basim and kaf and kaf and a basim. But kaf and a basim look the same, so make sure you write it that they don't look the same. Gimel and sadin and gamin. Don't mix up gimels and sadis. Why? Because the ended sadi and the gimel look the same. They're just a backwards ended sadi looks like a gimel. And a backwards gimel looks like an ended sadi. So don't make that like either. Dalsin and ration, ration and dalsin. The dal and ration, be careful they're different because they look very similar. Hey and a ches and a ches and a hey and a hey and a ches looks very similar. Make sure they're different. Vav and a yud and yud and a vav more so. A yud and a vav could look the same. Makes, you know, one's a little longer. Makes it look the same. Make sure they don't look the same. Zayin and a nun means to end the nun. A zayin and end the nun look very similar. Nun and zayin. So make sure that the nun and the zayin are different. Tess and paper and paper and tessin. A tess and a face makes it look different. Now, how does a tess look like a fey? So if you take a tess and you separate the left from the right, it could look like a pei. And therefore, be careful, make sure they're attached, it shouldn't look like a pei. Kfufim pshutim, make sure the kaf pei and sadi and the end of nun are the kfufim, don't look like pshutim, which means the end shouldn't look like the regular one, and pshutim kfufim, and memin and samchin, the end of mem and the samach shouldn't look the same samchin and memin, and stumim psuchim, where it's supposed to be end of mem, shouldn't be a mem, and by a mem should be end of mem. And this is the riot from this brisa that it's not like our Gemara. Stumim, psuchim, psuchim, stumim. Parsha psucha leis stuma. A parsha is supposed to be psucha lo yasu stuma, and a parsha that's stuma lo yasu psucha. Not halacha that when it comes to the parsha also make sure that if it's supposed to be sasum, it shouldn't be pesuach or the other way. It shouldn't be like that. We know certain parishes have a certain amount of space in between. It's called Pesuach or Pesosim. So you have to be careful that the parishes, either it's one parish or two parishes, make sure. Parish Kosva Kashira. We know the Shira, like the Oz Yosh is written like Ariach Gablavain. I mean the space in between. So Kosva Kashira, Shkosva Shira Kiyaz, but you wrote a Shira regular. Oy Shkosva Shira with the Yoy, didn't write, you use ink called the Yoy. Oy Shkosva Shkosva Shira Zavo, you wrote Hashem's name with gold, or any other part of letter with gold. You would think maybe Hashem's name I could write with gold, it's kosher. All these things are possible. Hey, look, you're going to do everything this Mishnah is possible. That means you take a, supposed to be an end of mem, you wrote a regular mem, it says in this Brisa clearly that it's possible. So how could you say that it's kosher? How can you say that's kosher? It says in our Mishnah that you write Shem Shimon. It works because it's kosher. That's what Rav Chista said. L'charis b'vuya klar in this brisa that it's not kosher. And for the Gemara, Huda Amar, Rav Chista says, he's saying Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, Rav Chista saying that Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah says Shem Shimon is kosher. It's going like this Tana. Kehai Tana. Tana, you learned in the brisa. Rav Yehuda say Reimer. Nemar v'sheini v'niskehem. This is talking about the Masafim in Parashat Pinchas. On the second day of Sukkah says v'niskehem. V'shishi v'niskeha. V'shviyi k'mishpatam. So we dash in the mem, the yud from Nesachah, and the last mem to read mayim. Re mem yud mem mayim. And that's become remes v'nisach mayim in Atari. See a remes to nisach mayim. Aye, the first thing is the end of mem. When we the pesuach v'asu sasum, the first was supposed to be a regular mem, and you made it at the end of mem. So you see, you take a regular mem, make it at the end of mem, it's kosher. So sasum nami. Sosim was a pesuach kosher. So maybe this bride will also hold that if you do a sosim and make a pesuach, it will also be kosher. You have something supposed to be an endemem. You made it into a regular mem, it'll be kosher. That's what we're learning from this bride. We're saying this bride says if you write, take a regular mem, make it an endemem, it's kosher. It must be the other way around also. And that's who our Rabbi Huda and our Mishnah is going according to. And later on, the Gemara is going to ask, continue with a kasha on this. And Yat Shem will continue on tomorrow's daf.